Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the second hour. New revelations, breaking info with St. John Hunt. Coming up, it is the 25th day of January 2008. Continuing with your phone calls. Yeah, Buck in Texas called in about something that I did read about this morning. I didn't watch the end of the debate this morning. That's a great part about YouTube and Google. So I can watch when I want, when I want. It's like a TiVo. I don't even have to remember to TiVo. Everybody else takes anything that's prominent and saves it, and I can find it. We have it posted up on PrisonPlanet.com. But I saw reports about how, I have it here in the stack, about how last night Ron Paul got second place. Mitt Romney got first place by 1 point, Romney 41, Paul 40, and that by this morning, on the Morning Joe, on MSNBC with Joe Scarborough, they were reporting something different. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I didn't really get a chance to write them down after that. I had put down my pen, and when they flashed it up there, it was kind of a surprise. I was picking along with Weldon's record last night. So I did notice one other thing, though, that Dr. Paul, out of the five questions that he was asked, two of those questions got raving loud applause from the audience. And if I'm not mistaken, he was the only one on there that got applause after he answered questions. Out of only five, two of them got applause. And then after it was over, they talked about the debate with various people. Pat Buchanan was on there. They had other analysts on there. They had a Democratic representative named Debbie Schultz from Florida on, and she had the audacity to sit there on the television and say no one on the stage had a good plan to fix the economy in this country.
Amazing. I appreciate your call. We'll continue after the break to get people's take on the debate. Let's go ahead and take another call now. Jay in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Alex, I wanted to just sort of concur with Mr. Gatto the other day and with Charlotte Iservit yesterday. I've come across some really interesting facts and quotes myself. I don't know if that's appropriate for today's show. But
No, that's fine. For those that are just joined us, a guy on YouTube 2 days ago said that I said George Bush was an alien and I believed that space aliens were invading. I don't talk about that. It's not true. And I was using him as a moron case point. People got mad that I gave him so much attention. Who cares? It was an illustration. And then he went on to say that we were making up quotes and didn't give sources where they say the family's a disease, belongs to the prehistoric age, needs to be eradicated. So I think Charlotte, with footnotes, gave like 10 different textbooks and quotes. We then dug up even more. Folks in the Prison Planet message board found a bunch. Everybody that finds them, email them. Put them in the message board. We're going to, I know Dykes in the next few days, Aaron at JonesReport.com is going to put a bunch of the quotes and footnotes together. And then that guy did a counter piece last night to me and never said he was wrong, never said that, still said we make everything up. And, the incredible part is you disprove something, you give him the footnotes, and then they still just say, oh, no, it's not true.
Yeah, if you look at Horace Mann, the father of American public education, Horace Mann said in his life and works that, quote, the successive generations of men taken collectively constitute one great commonwealth. So right there, he's, global government is the goal. And then he goes on to say that the state is the true property holder of all children, not the family. In fact, he says that the Massachusetts government is the parent.
Yeah, they all say it. Stay there. When we come back, I'm going to pop in with some financial news. I'm going to go right back to you. Want more of those quotes. Yeah, there's so many. It's a great work just to try to put them all together. I mean, this is it. This family's bad. The state owns your children, and they're going to force drug them and give them fluoride to make them dumb so they're easily controlled. It's all stated publicly. And people that say we're lying, they just can't handle the truth.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm here live every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. That's Central Time, of course, Eastern, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Mountain, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Gold has gone back and forth to its all-time high of 910 today, 920, excuse me, $920 plus, back down to 910 and 80 cents, back up to 912. It's just going, but bottom line, the trend is upward, ladies and gentlemen. Now gold, platinum, and other futures, that's what it's going to be in the next few weeks, next few months, depending on the future report you look at, shows it's only trending upwards, even on supply fears and supply breakdowns in the main mineral producing center and metals producing area of South Africa. And we have George Soros coming out saying dollar's golden era is ending, Warren Soros, London Telegraph. And now with the new interest rate, 75% basis point cut, they're talking about another half a point cut, 50 basis points, maybe an entire basis points, another 75 basis points if they do that. I mean, this is just incredible. That's why Ron Paul and Jim Cramer are calling for investigations, because this will create the illusion of wealth in the stock market, but will gut the dollar, further gut the economy. Now, I'm just going to spend a few minutes on this, then we're going to go right back to Jay, who was talking about government documents and top educators talking about the family being the enemy of the state. Then we're going to go to Monty, Kevin, Dino, Joe, and others, continuing with calls throughout this hour. But right now, I want to get Ted Anderson to pop back in. Ted, you've been in gold and silver brokerage for 20-plus years. You own this network. You have got a deal you've been offering this week, but today you were telling me this morning is the last day because you're going to be sold out soon on the three different gold coins you have. And at the silver you secured at the lower price, it's going to be going up because you're having to make purchases now today. And even if gold goes down for a time, that'll be the price you have. It looks like it's only going up. So you have really good prices on gold from, what, 2 weeks ago. So that people can just get amazing deals right now. Just briefly, Ted, with the economic outlook continuing in the same direction, any other analysis on what we're witnessing, and then tell folks about the offer.
Well, you know, I think the handwriting's on the wall. It's just, you know, the drop in the interest rates is just another nail in the coffin for the United States dollar. I was real surprised to see that. You know, it makes it good to get a new mortgage, and maybe that's the thing to do right now. But I tell you, the value of the United States dollar is going to be dumping fast, just like George Soros said. And this guy has a lot of market influence. He's not a dummy. Boy, if people just...
he manipulates the market.
That's right. He does an awful lot of manipulation.
He's wanted for arrest in quite a few countries.
Yeah, he's got his fingers in too many things, and he should be arrested. But that's beside the point. He's got too much power, and him to come out and announce this obviously is just another nail in the coffin as well. You're right about that. Gold is up it's almost up $40 since I secured these prices. So the prices on these things are going to go up. There's no question about it. What I have available are the British Sovereign coin at $245 each. That coin is going to be up in the 250s, 260s. I've got the commemorative $5 gold pieces. They're at $327 each. That coin will be well into the 340s. I have Swiss francs and French francs and the Belgians. They're at 196. That coin is going to be going into the 200s. And then there's silver dollar rolls at $400 per roll. Silver's gone up over a buck. So that'll put that at up about $420 per roll. So right now, yes, indeed, this is a good time to be getting into the metals market and a good price to get in. We secured the position on this last correction. The handwriting was on the wall. It was obvious to us that we had to do that. And we're passing on the savings to our customers. And obviously, anything that goes into this goes to support this particular show on the network and getting the Ron Paul Air Corps out there and anything we can do to try to correct the problems we have here in the United States.
Again, tell folks about the three coins, the gold coins and the silver.
Well, again, it's a British Sovereign coin. It's 245. That's a quarter-ounce gold coin. Then we also have the $5 gold piece at 327. That's the quarter-ounce gold coin, the commemorative that comes out of the United States Mint. Very private coin, something you can keep even in the worst of times if there was a gold confiscation. Then we have the French franc, which is a 1/5-ounce gold coin at 196. The silver dollars are the silver dollars that were used here as currency. The Morgan and Peace dollars that were used here as money. All of those are very attractive buys, and what I suggest that you do is call us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. We will hold those prices for you today, but again, the market is moving up, and I don't have that.
What about this weekend? This radio show re-airs on stations all across the country on the weekend.
Yeah,
it also re-airs over the network and on the streams at InfoWars.com. Are you going to have brokers there this weekend? Will this price hold this weekend?
Yeah, we can do it this weekend. We'll hold it till Monday for you. The markets should be stable enough where I can do that. So, yeah, just go ahead and call 1-800-686-2237. I know that I have brokers here, even on Sunday, which is, you know, because the market is so hot. There's so many people that want to get in, and you know, they gotta get their work done. And so they're coming in on Sunday.
Now, again, if they call and don't say it's an Alex Jones special, it's going to be a little bit more. This is locked in special. Tell them it's an Alex Jones special that Ted Anderson sent you. 1-800-686-2237. And this only goes until Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, I know you've got brokers there at night until about 11:30 Central, and you've got to come and lock the place up and make sure the vault's closed. 1-800-686-2237. How late will they be there on Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, you know, I'm assuming that you'll probably catch somebody on up till about 5 o'clock. If you don't, I mean, just feel free to call back again or even leave a message, and we'll get back to you right about this very same special. We'll get you locked in on what you need to do.
Okay, this is it, folks. And it looks like it's only going to go up next week, so it's locked in now. This is for 2 weeks ago. I mean, even if he buys more gold next week, it's going to be at the price it is now. Okay, so I mean, even if gold was to drop, it's going to be more than it is now. This is a great deal. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Again, that number, if you missed it, 1-800-686-2237. Great offer, great deal. We're offering it to you. Believe me, that's it. Bargain basement fire sale for our listeners. The markup's literally like $4 or $5 a coin. I think it's more on that commemorative, but it costs more for Ted. I happen to know what he's selling them for, and it's just literally to get you into gold, to let you experience it. It's literally just for customers. It's like what stores have those things to get you in on something they don't even make money on. That's what this is. 1-800-686-2237. Okay, let's go back to Jay. Jay, yesterday I had Charlotte Isby on. The day before that, John Taylor Gatto. That day that I had Gatto on, a guy went on YouTube and said it was all lies. I believe in space aliens. I believe Bush is a space alien. Totally made up. We don't talk about those issues here. And he said Prison Planet writes articles about it. And then he said we're making it up that social worker organizations, the founders of modern education, said the family was the enemy. He said social working didn't come out of England when it, in the encyclopedia it says it did. That it merged with the German-Austrian schools, also the Prussian school. They had several different systems there. And you were calling in with some quotes. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Sure. No, that's absolutely absurd. Anybody who, you know, begins to, just surface-level read on this issue doesn't have to go very far. The quote that I gave from Horace Mann was in the 1840s. He published that in 1846. And it's interesting, not too long after that, the Scottish Rite Journal of Freemasonry, previously titled The New Age Magazine, right around the turn of the century, published an article about American public schools in which it was stated that there was a divine purpose behind the founding of public schools. And, of course, these writers don't mean anything like Christian theism. We know what the Masonic idea is, or at least most of us do who listen to your show. The divine reason for the founding of public schools, according to this article, is that it would pave the way for a new race, a new religion, and a new civilization. Now, any mother, father, or guardian who tries to take away this freedom given by the state, not by God, not by natural right, but infused through the state itself somehow, would pave the way for, quote, the new age of the world. And so there are other quotes from Madame Blavatsky and other wicked people like that.
Yeah, and then they merged with all the eugenicists, and then it's the same writing, same idea, starting in the 1840s right through to today.
Especially, yeah, you mentioned the Germans. George Herbert Mead and others, Mead gave the philosophy for this when he proposed that following Marx, actually, that consciousness is not something that arises from individual existence, but something that the state somehow gives. The collective consciousness somehow infuses reality to it. So there's,
and they say that those that run the state are the new priests. That's where Orwell, Eric Blair in 84.
Auguste Comte said the exact same. He is the father of sociology.
Exactly. O'Brien is torturing him, and he says, look, we're priests of power. It's all about the state being God, and we run the state. We are gods.
And isn't it also interesting that the founding of sociology in America, the real heartbeat of it, comes out of the University of Chicago, which is, of course, all Rockefeller-funded.
You're right. Go back to the father of sociology, though, what he said.
Well, Auguste Comte himself said that we need a global civilization. We need a global state religion in which the state educators and the government officials will become the high priests. And so we could have some kind of religion, but it has to be a state-funded, state-mandated, sort of like the Roman Empire, like Caesar.
Which is exactly what all the big central powers wanted: the Roman Catholic Church, the European powers, the British monarchy. There were different factions, but they all want the state to be God because they're going to sit above the state. Excellent points. This is what we're fighting against: people who think they're God, people who want to be God on earth, and we are their slaves. More your call straight ahead. Monty, Kevin, Dino, Joe.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens here.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Let's jam in as many calls as we can. Monty in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I wanted to kind of update you. Just about an hour and a half ago, I caught a flash of that CNN poll. There it is up on the screen right now. As I'm looking. Oh, they changed it. Wait a minute. That's not the same one. They had Ron Paul as number one just a little while ago. And he had 43%.
Well, he's gotten second place in two major states. He got second place last night until the poll closed, and magically it changed.
Oh, that's right. So he's number one right now on the poll, on the MSNBC poll. I guess his listeners should go online to the MSN website or something and see it. But he's number one. It's the first number one I've seen him get on mainstream media.
Well, so no. He's won all of the polls that are text message or IP address emails. You can only vote once. It's somewhat scientific. It's the viewers. He's won them all but one Fox News one. He was 5 points ahead in that one Fox News debate. Then it closed. And then a few hours later, then Mitt Romney won, and Ron Paul lost by a couple points.
Right.
But so he's won every one of the polls but one.
Oh, okay. Well, I hadn't seen him win the polls before.
Well, he wasn't winning this one, and you're saying he, but CNN, then you said MSNBC. What are you watching?
I'm watching MSNBC where they had the debate last night. And they did a call-in poll on it's a cell phone.
Well, we need to get a blurb up on Prison Planet or Prison News.
Yeah, he's number one right now on MSNBC this morning. So he beat Mitt Romney even. Last night he was second right after the
Somebody needs to get a screenshot of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to let everybody know.
Monty, thank you for the call. Very exciting. Kevin in Boston, you're on the air, Kevin.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. What I understand on what you were just talking about is that when the polls was in, they were showing it with him behind, but it wasn't the final tally, and then they didn't initially release the final score, because Paul was ahead, so they didn't want to publicize it. But not only that, you've said that Paul finished second in Louisiana, but what I understand, there's some provisional ballots that are still being counted, and Ron Paul may, in fact, end up, he has a chance that he may win that. He definitely would have won it outright if
I'll say this. The grassroots delegates are saying he was winning 4-1, so from the first number we were getting, he should have won. Something stinks.
Yeah, well, he was winning in Louisiana and in Wyoming, and what happened was all the other so-called GOP candidates pooled their support behind McCain because it became an anybody but Paul.
Let's not forget, he got second place in Nevada, and then the media wouldn't even report it.
If it becomes necessary, and let's keep working so that we win the GOP nomination outright, but if it becomes necessary, we can convince Ron Paul to run as a third party because he can't allow the real GOP to be stolen by these neocons. And
you heard his answer last night. He's starting to come closer to saying he'll run third party. He's leaving that door more and more open. And I'm telling you, well, I'm not going to tell you what I know, but just look, you don't have to cross your fingers.
Well, let's just give a shout-out to all the anti-war Kucinich supporters and the conservative pro-Second Amendment Thompson supporters to come join us, unite or die. The Constitution unites, and, you know, we're a movement. It's bigger than Ron Paul. It's going to be behind Ron Paul, but if somehow they remove Ron Paul, we could have Rand Paul. We could have somebody else to lead this movement. It's the fight.
Well, you need Ron Paul because he's got the name recognition. Thanks. And you're right. Listen, he's no percentage points 8 months ago, 2 percentage points 6 months ago, 5 percentage points 4 months ago, 10 percentage points. He's exponentially growing. When you double, when you go from, you know, 5 to 10 and then you go up to 20, I mean, he's this is very, very exciting. Let's talk to Dino. And Dino, where are you calling us from?
Calling from Eugene, Oregon. How are you, Alex?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
You know, I just want to say, first of all, you're like the Dan Rather for our generation, or the Walter Cronkite, and I just want to say you're doing a great job. Anybody who criticizes you for advertising, my God, it's like the old Radiola advertising, where you actually talk about the products and you don't just go to a commercial. So I really appreciate you. But I also want to say that we can't give up on Ron Paul. We, you know, a lot of people have gotten disappointed and kind of stopped tracking what's going on. Not everyone, but we really need to stay behind him. And we need to have a plan if they try to eliminate him, not assassination.
Yeah,
but I'm talking
he's
about.
Gaining steam. We're winning the info war. More people are waking up than ever regardless. And some of the core group got mad by some of the election fraud and things, but that's going to happen. We're moving forward. But luckily, he'd already woken up such a wider audience that his momentum is continuing. Not as fast as it would have, but now I think people are realizing that, hey, the fight's still going, so the old guard are piling back in.
We could still win this thing, and now it's the time that we need to lock and load and get ready for the battle. And If somehow Ron Paul doesn't win, I've heard you say that, you know, well, Clinton might get in and there might be some false flag terrorism, and I tell people about it and we educate. But now's the time where we really need to just buck down, and if he doesn't get in, we need to take over this country.
We need to go in against the Death Star. We've got a shot at it. What happens if we don't take it down is going to be really bad, and this is all part of the fight. You're absolutely right, Dino. Thank you so much. Joe and others, your calls are coming up. Tons of news and new revelations in the JFK assassination with St. John Hunt in 30 minutes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said, "Hi, Big John." Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John.
Big John, Big Bad John. All right, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Your calls are coming up. We've got St. John Hunt, firstborn son of E. Howard Hunt, with new revelations. We have a videotape that's never before been seen. It's video of him saying similar things that he said on the audio tape that made international headlines about LBJ being behind the assassination of JFK. And please don't email me saying it went above him. We know that. That's people building straw men to attack us. We know that's as high as his chain of command as a CIA commander went. This is a big deal. St. John Hunt in the third hour today. We'll also take some of your phone calls on that subject, but I got a chance to meet him personally, not just talk to him over the phone in Dallas on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then he left Sunday this last weekend, so we'll give you a report on that as well. He's a great guy. So is his wife, Mona, a wonderful lady. I got some other news here. APD rallies for surveillance cameras in high-crime areas. They've already been put in place in 1998 with microphones. They're just now announcing it to you, so we'll go over some of that as well. About once a month, we have some of our top sponsors on the show, and I have sponsors. The sponsors you hear are the ones I'm endorsing by name. You may hear some ads here on the network where I'm not endorsing it. I'm not saying it's bad or good. I haven't checked into it. But the sponsors you hear me talk about, I believe in. Berkey Water Filters. Gold, or I tell you, stop taking shots. Stop, you know. I mean, I just talk about things that I believe, things I believe in. 8 years ago, I bought Storable Foods from the J. Michael Stevens Group. You've heard them on your national TV radio ads. They're the biggest, longest, continually operating company in the U.S. And they're just fabulous folks. I got food from them again last year, your supply. I'm getting more food. In fact, Steve, I know we're both busy, but I know I got some more, some boogie packs. Some two-month supply for here at the office, another one at the house. I'm kind of putting little supplies here and there on top of the year supplies I have. But remind me to call you and get some more because I don't have enough. The family's getting bigger. I'm also trying to help out some other family that doesn't have very much money. I've got them a year supply. That's a separate deal. You're also, of course, an expert on the food shortages that they're announcing that have happened, food prices, inflation, all of it. We've got until the 11th of next month. He's extended it out to my birthday, by the way. I don't think he knew that, February 11th, 1974. Yeah, I'm a spring chicken here. Steve Shank joins us, and you can still get a good deal after that, but it's going to go up somewhat. And it's important to think about having an insurance policy you can eat, and it's high quality. He's going to tell you how it's prepared, why it's high quality, how it lasts. And because it's condensed, it stores in small areas. I mean, in my attic, just in the corner of it, you know, is a year supply of food. And then another part of the house in the garage is another year supply of food. And I guess it's good for a couple more years. That's why I got to get more. That's why I may just start eating the other. But Steve Shank, thank you for coming on with us to talk about preparing ourselves. And it's not that we're living in fear. We're trying to live in control to protect our families. Can you explain that to people?
Well, the whole idea behind dependency and food is your greatest dependency. Your listeners have heard me sing and whistle and dance this thing constantly, but the fact is anytime we are dependent in any way, Alex, it means that we have given power over us to that on which we depend. And you and I have talked many, many times. Your listeners have heard our conversation about how horrendous the additives and things like that, the genetic alteration of the food, and now the shortages. One of the things that we talk about constantly is the fact that the only way that families can deal with, individuals and families can deal with this greatest dependency that we have just to exist is right now to either grow it, and you can only grow about one season's worth, and most people aren't able to grow everything that they need if they work at it 24 hours a day, it seems like. The other alternative is to put in a supply, and that's the only choice we have. And the thing, you know, it's just amazing. As you and I have talked over the months and years together, the predictions that you make and the predictions that we conclude together as to what's happening out there with the food supplies and the availability are just coming true over and over and over again. And it seems like, well, for example, CNN had a big picture a couple days ago of people standing in line at their banks to draw their money out because of the stock market uncertainties. And you put that together with some of the things that we're experiencing. Do you realize, Alex, that for 9 years, the J. Michael Stevens Group has been able to hold price by adjusting and buying from other sources and doing everything that they possibly could to not raise the price on a 1 year supply of food. Not the quantities, but the different items have been adjusted over the years. And now for the first time in 9 years, they are forced, they don't have any choice. They are forced, they have flat run out of the foods that they were able to stockpile at the previous price that they bought a whole bunch of stuff in.
Now you've been around 27 years. When was the last time before 9 years ago that you had to raise prices?
They were doing it about every year and a half. They'd have a price increase about every 9 months.
All right, let me throw this out. It's real simple. My family on both sides come from agrarian farmers and ranchers here in Texas. On my mama's side, German immigrants, Scotch-Irish, English immigrants on my daddy's side. And I remember hearing about the 50s drought and hearing about, you know, the tornado that tore up stuff in the 20s. And, you know, they tell these stories. That's why even people that had thousands of acres and had a bunch of people working on the farm, they weren't getting rich, and they knew that some years they wouldn't have a good harvest, or there'd be too much rain or not enough or whatever would happen, and they'd sell part of it to get money for equipment and then grow the other part of it and can it, that they would constantly be storing, constantly be canning the food. They'd constantly be making the best preserves and things you can imagine, and, you know, the pickled, you know, different vegetables, just amazing stuff. And because they knew that even when you live on a farm, on a ranch, you're doing that your whole life for generations, still, even when you are agrarian and farming and rural, you still run out. Now we're the opposite. We've gone in the last 80 years from being 80-plus percent agrarian to now almost 90-plus percent, I think it's over 90, urban, and then only about 4 or 5% of those, of the 10% that's still on the land. Most people living in the country work at the power plant or the prison or the school or at the gas station. They may own a few cows out there. They may have a garden, but that's just, you know, kind of their roots that are left over, vestigial. That's how it is on our place. We just raise cattle just to pay the taxes, land rich, money poor. And so now if we have a depression like we did in the 20s and 30s, we had 80-plus percent on the land and still people starved. I know that in East Texas, all the possums, all the raccoons, all the deer, literally almost all of them got killed because even middle-class people were supplementing, eating them. They didn't care what the game warden said. They were killing deer every week. And, you know, my grandpa talked about that, and Uncle Houston talked about that. So that's my point, is it's a good feeling to have that food and to know as inflation goes. And this isn't cruddy, bad-tasting stuff. This is good stuff, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that that we're dealing with is some of the junk that's left over from Y2K that folks unwittingly are ended up buying. The reason that it takes a little bit longer for JMS to ship out the food is we tell folks that they are going to have to wait about 4 weeks to have it packed because every single can that goes out has been packed after they got the order. They won't allow anything to come in from any suppliers that's already in the can.
This is new food.
Put in.
This is new
Absolutely.
Food. Yeah, this is new food. Tell folks about some of the packages.
Well, basically, there are a couple one-year supplies that people are working with as the primary objective. You just multiply by the number of adults and multiply by the number of years that your conscience requires you to put in food. The other thing, right now, even people that have a 5 or 6 year supply of food are going to be needing desperately to get a situation where they've got essentially a grab bag. In other words, we've put out a 2 month supply that is 200 meals, and that gives you, well, 20 meals extra over and above the 3 meals a day that you've got for 2 months.
And they're half again as big as the USDA says is the calorie vitamin up intake, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They're 150% meals, but the whole point behind this is that right now families with this, with the mentality that's going on, and a lot of families have been hanging loose, been not unable to put in supplies and things like that. We've got families right now that are ordering one of these every single month, and if they have six of them, they've got a whole year's supply of stuff that's ready-made and ready to go. And it's going to be absolutely essential, particularly with the Second Patriot Act, where if they have this bird flu thing coming on, now, if they have any kind of an epidemic, it's going to be a requirement that you be able to take care of yourself for at least 30 days in your home. Either that, or you're going to have to go to some gathering center to be taken care of.
And I want to be clear, folks. We don't know if they're going to stage a terror attack, if it's going to be a depression, if it's going to be the bird flu. But Bush took continuity of government away from Congress last year with Presidential Decision Directive 51, openly says for martial law. John Warner Defense Authorization Act openly says martial law, and actually says it now, everything we told you. And it expands out from there, whether it's Hillary, Bush, whatever happens. I'm not even saying all this stuff's going to happen. The point is that the threat is great enough from inflation, all these factors. It looks like something's going to get us from all these angles. Then he gave continuity of government at the SPP third annual meeting up in Ottawa in Montebello last year. We covered it. And he said now the UN is over pandemics. And then they say it's going to happen. We're not saying that. We're saying you need to be prepared. And if you don't at least have a 2-3 month supply of every member of your family, you're nuts. Now explain. Explain how this is condensed, how it's dried, how, because you pick up a box of this, it's super heavy, but it fits in small areas. This is, if you tried to store the equivalent of a year's supply from a grocery store, it would fill up a part of your house. This stores in a very small area because it's had the water taken out. Explain.
Exactly. It's down to 2% moisture, and then it's CO2 packed in the cans. So that's why you have the 12 to 15 year shelf life. But you can put a whole year's supply for two adults in about the space of a refrigerator, and that same amount of canned goods from the grocery store would fill up half of the average basement in parts of the country where they have a basement, half of the average basement, and would only have a 6 to 12 month shelf life. The fact is that also the canned goods, compared to the foods that are put into these units, these are retaining about 92% of the food value they had in the garden, and you cook with them just like they were fresh raw after you put the water back.
Well, they say that dried or frozen is the best way, but in a problem situation, plus you don't have refrigerators big enough, you can't store it that way, so drying is the way to go.
Yeah, it's the only way to go. It's the most ancient method of storing food. That's what the Native Americans and things did, way back when.
Egyptians.
Yeah, Egyptians, everybody. But the whole concept, now, the reason that we're emphasizing the importance of this price increase, Alex, is not because of the money. The reason for the price increase is shortage of food that we can trust.
Well, we have 16% inflation now for this year.
Absolutely. And when you figure that the individual items are inflating at such a rate that literally when we publish a pricing on the Internet, which is efoodsdirect.com, when we publish a pricing, by the time that the folks get their orders in, the food that the warehouse has bought in to fill their orders has already inflated past the buy point. And what I'm saying is that we literally could be increasing price once a week the way things are moving so fast.
Oh my
and that's
God.
After 9 years of being able to hold it down.
Yeah, that's so, the type of problem. You can just type food shortage into Google and hundreds of mainstream news articles. Give them the toll-free number as well. It's not just efoodsdirect.com or the giant banners on the top of Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. This is a source. They're great folks. It's high-quality food. It's the choice I've made for my family. Yes, they're also great sponsors that help us get the word out. It's a win-win-win-win-win. Please feel secure, ladies and gentlemen. Please have the food in. Give them the number.
800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Call us. If the lines are busy, leave a message. Our people will get back to you. But the main thing is move on it, because once this the price increase goes into place, then our problems really begin, because we will be negotiating. I'll probably be spending one day out of every five, Alex, doing nothing but negotiating with suppliers just to get the stuff in so that we can hold the new price for at least a period of time.
Well, Steve Shank, it's real simple. The government, the media, the corporate dominant system is all about making us dependent, making us be in debt, leveraging out. They laugh and giggle at anyone who gets prepared. Suddenly, though, just so they can cover themselves, they put up billboards and TV and radio ads everywhere. They're all over Austin where I live. I see them all over the country when I travel, saying, get a week ready, get prepared, you know, ready, set, go, because they understand they're creating the crises. Don't end up like the folks at the New Orleans Superdome. This stuff lasts more than 10 years. To keep it in the house, it lasts 12 to 14, as you said, in an uncontrolled area, 10 years. I just can't have my little house full of food. So it's in the attic. It's in the garage. And, Steve, I keep forgetting to get more. I ended up giving away some of the food I had to family. I need to get more, so I need to talk. Well, I guess I'll just call the number.
Yeah, we'll give you a holler, Alex.
Okay. Give them the number again.
800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
But the easiest way to order is efoodsdirect.com. Just the letter efoodsdirect.com.
That's it.
All right, sir. Next time you're on with us, I really want to get into this shortage in more detail. I want to get a bunch of the stories together that I've seen in the news and actually break this down and try to project where you see this is going. God bless you, my friend.
Hey, take care, Alex. Appreciate you.
You bet. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, efoodsdirect.com. It's a no-brainer, and frankly, I think you're nuts if you don't take action. This is the source, efoodsdirect.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the power...
All alone by the telephone,
your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
Joe, Harold, Joe, Bill, many others.
Your own.
Your calls coming up 8 after St. John Hunt. We got some new audio from video we're going to be playing of his father. Joe in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I just wanted to make a couple observations from the debates last night. And did anybody else think that there was something wrong with Giuliani last night? Because his eyes kept bugging out of his head when he was talking.
I don't usually judge a book by its cover, and I don't even get into looks too much. You know, I'm into what people think and say and do. But with him, the book does match. You know, the cover does match the contents. I mean, he looks like Nosferatu. If they ever make a remake of the 1920s silent movie Nosferatu, I think he needs the lead part.
Yeah, he looked like Nosferatu with glasses on last night. And I just wanted to say I appreciate how your humanity comes through on the radio. I listen to a lot of talk radio, and you're the only one that comes out and just tells us you love us, man. And I just want to send some love right back at you and boots with wings on your journey, man.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate that right back at you, my friend Joe in Arizona. Look, I do love humanity. I love people's art, their creations, their decency, their beauty. I mean, I appreciate life. It's magic. It's enchanting. It's the only word for it. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. And to get to know all the great men and women out there around the world who do see what's happening, it's just a wonderful thing. Harold in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hi,
Alex. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Yeah, my name is Harold. I'm from a co-founder from RonPaulBillboards.com, and we launched a campaign starting in November to place billboards in pivotal locations for Dr. Paul and his presidential run.
Good. How many billboards you gotten up?
Yeah. Well, successfully, we've gotten one billboard up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, that was launched in late December. We got a billboard in Manchester, New Hampshire, that was launched in January, and we launched two in Columbia, South Carolina, and in fact, one of ours made the local NBC News affiliate on the 18th last week, and I also got word that one was in the background of McCain while he was being interviewed by C-SPAN, and I'm looking for that right now online. But our current campaign is to put a billboard on the I-35 corridor here in Texas. Our goal is around $6,000 to get this done, and we're about halfway there. So I just want to inform your audience of our campaign at RonPaulBillboards.com. And, you know, join us in this effort. We could reach over 5 million people in 4 weeks with the circulation.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, my friend. Let's talk to Joe in Illinois. Joe, go ahead. Go ahead,
Alex,
Joe.
Alex, wonderful to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment on a lot of things, especially all your advertising. I started using your advertising years ago. I picked you up off the radio about 5 years ago. And people, if you're listening, listen to this man. He knows what he's talking about. I know you don't like taking gratitude and thank yous all that much because you're a humble man. But everything you say is helping humanity. And like the other Joe in Arizona, you send a lot of love out, and that is no other people on the radio do that. I also wanted to say about Ron Paul, I drive over 300-mile radius in Illinois, and I don't see any presidential signs for anybody except Ron Paul. So the only signs that are out there, I only see Ron Paul, and he's all over the place. He's got to be bigger than everybody is not letting him be known.
Well, stay there. This is an important point you raised, Joe in Illinois. We'll come right back to you, then Bill in Ohio and many others. 1-800-259-9231.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.